Yuma Perek Vov Mishnah Zayin. Boloy Eitzel Par V'Soy HaNisrofin. He came to the Par V'Soy HaNisrofin. That means like this. The Kohen Gadol, let's go back to before we traveled together with the Ish Iti out to the Soy Lazodl, out to the Mokum Tchias Hatzok. The Kohen Gadol was Moisir the Soy Mishtaleach to the Mishaleach to go out. So now we're back with the Kohen Gadol. He comes to the Par V'Soy HaNisrofin. Says the par and the soy that was shchutim, we already went through the whole seder of the avodas adam a few parakim ago. But now we're left with the guf hakorban. What happened with that? Kiron v'hoitzi esemurein. He was moitzi the chelik haktoru. Nisonon b'mogis. V'ktirin agabi ha-mizbecha. Mogis is, it's mentioned, the loshon over here, is it's some type of kli. A ka'ora, the Rav says, of klisharis, to put on the mizbech. Now, the Pashto reading is that right now, as soon as he gave over the Sorin HaMishtaleach, he went down and he engaged in the Avodah V'Aktorah HaKorbanos. The truth of the matter is not that way. The Gemara says that the Aktorah of these Chalokim, the Korban, even though these were Korbanos Miuchodis L'Yem HaKippurim, but this Chalik of the Avodah is really similar to the Avodah of many other Korbanos. This was done for Big Dezov. This is not a avodah miyuched slam kippurim, even though it's an avodah that's being done on a korban ham yuched slam kippurim that does not need big day lovan, and he still has to wear the big day lovan because he still has to. We're going to mitzvah Hashem see that he has to be koyru bateru, the special kriya with the special seder avodas hakriya, which is the whole avodah of the Kohen Gadol in the big day lovan. So what he did was he put the chalokim of the regular akrova, which the mission just calls Emurem. The Emurem is like the Torah says. The Chelev HaMechasas HaKerev, the Chelev HaKevo, the Chelev HaShe'al HaKsolim, HaKloyes, themselves, Yeseres HaKovid, with a piece of the Kovid. Those are the Emurim of every Korban that are Hukta Agamim Mizbeach. He put them in the Mogis, and they waited for afterwards, for the Big Day Zov. Klon B'Mekloois. What we're talking about over here now is not the emurim that were taken out of the Gufa Behemah and put on the Mizbeach. This is what's called Seirim Uparim HaNisrofim. We mentioned before that there are other Karbonis where the Gufa Behemah are not Hukta Agabi Mizbeach. See, a Karbon Oilo, they took all the Chalokim of the Behemah. We had this earlier in the Masech, the Karbon Talmud. They were Menateach, Mafshid, Hefshid V'Nituach, the Gufa Behemah, the Guf HaHakrova, and they put up all, the whole Behemah went up on the Mizbeach. But not many Karbanos, most of the Karbanos, the ones that are Karbanos Yoylo, go up, all the Chalakia Behemah, they're not eaten. But there are Seirim Uparim HaNisrofim, namely, like we said, in Parshas Vayikra, the Seirim, that the Purim that had Avodas Adam Bifnim, it had to be Mechaper, the unique Karmichatos that had to be Mechaper on Karbanos, Averis that were done by Shigas Hero, Shigas Koyin. These are Korbanos HaNisrofim. These Klon B'Mekloois, which means that they put it, Klon B'Mekloois really means that they're attached. That means that they're put on stretchers, so to speak, and they're carried out by people carrying together Voitzion LeBeis HaSreifa. The Beis HaSreifa was a Mokum Miyuchod for anything that had to be burnt outside of Yerushalayim, Kimavur, in the Pasuk of Parashas Vayikra. So they carried them out to the Beis HaSreifa. And like we mentioned before, Mishnah Vav, Me'em Esamitam Begodim, any carbon which is carried out, the Noisir, the ones that carry out, are Mitami Begodim. The same idea. Mishayetzu Chutzlacham Yerushal Ha'azor. Over here, in Mishnah Vav, when they took out the Sor LaZozel, the Tanakama held the beginning of the Seder HaHoitzoh is Mishiyotza Chutz L'Chaymas Yerushalayim. Over here he says, Chutz L'Chaymas HoAzoro. Reb Shimon Oime Mishiyotza Sa'ur V'Rubam. The same Reb Shimon in Mishnah Vav that said Mishas Tchiyosa L'Tzuk. We understand, because that's when it's Nasa Mitzvosa. That's when the Etzim Mitzvah of the Sor LaZozel is done. So over here in Mishnah Zayin, he says, Mishiyatzi so'ir b'rubon, because that's when the mitzvah was, when they were burnt in the Mokum HaSreifa outside. Now the Gemara rather brings Psukim. Reb Shimon Darshan's that the Pasuk in the Parsha, in Vayikuta Zion over here, Michoimes Lazar, Vasarif Oisim Michabes Begodov, Vasarif Oisom. The Chayat Tali in the Sreifa. But Lamaisa, the Svara is the same Svara. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zion. Reb Shimon is saying when it's Nasis Mitzvah. So the Tanakam is a little bit harder to understand because in Mishnah Vav, again, it's Psukim, Shiyotzah Chutz Lachaymetz Yushalayim, and over here is Mishiyotzah Chutz Lachaymetz Oazorah. So here, Grada, the Gemara says, Yotzah Chutz Lachaymetz Oazorah, because the Pasuk says, Yotzi Omi Chutz Lamachne. So even though Be'etzim, the Mokam HaSef was outside Sholish Machnes, it was Chutz Yushalayim. But since the Loshna of the Pasuk is Yotzi Mechutz LaMachne, means one Machne. So he dashens that it's Mitame Al Kapon, that part of the Hoitzoas HaBehema and Sreifoso, which is in the Hoitzoah, is Niskayim when the Moitzi from one Machne, which is the first Machne is Hazor, the Machne Shchina. So they're already Mitame from then. Im Timtzaloimat, you could say a Svara, it's a Gzeh Sakosub, you could say a Svara, Yotzi Mechutz LaMachne, Lemaisa, the Mokim Ha'akrova, is the Azorah. So as soon as it goes out of the Azorah, it's outside the place of the regular Avodas HaKorbanos. So it's already outside. The Sor Lazozel doesn't have an Avodah inside. Its Mokim is not the Azorah. Its Mokim is Yushalayim. So Memela, the Mokim where it's Yoitzi, is Chutz Michamis Yushalayim. Again, it's Gzeh Sakosub, but maybe that's the Hagdor. Mishnah Ches. Omru loy l'koyin godl higi asor lamidbar. They informed the Koyin Godl that the soyer lazozel v'shilach has asor lamidbar. After that, the pasuk says v'yotzev also ser losev esor lasa'om. So the next avoida was after v'shilach has asor lamidbar, means when it went out. They had to inform him that he got to the midbar. Now, of course, the obvious question is, how did he know? Minayin hoyu yoidin shigi esor lamidbar. So the Mishnah says like this: Darki esor yoisim. They would make a pile of avonim out by the point, stammer by the sukkah. Uminifim besudarim. They would wave flags. It would be a flag signal system. V'yoidin shigi esor lamidbar. The same way, like signaling that it was Rosh Chodesh, they would signal out with fires. Here, there would be menif sudarim. That would be the simon. V'yoidim shigi esor lamidbar. Lamidbar over here means until the tzuk, until the actual place where he was pushed. That was the journey. Until there, that was the gzes hakosuv of v'shilach v'yotzev also esor lasoi. The hemshech of the avodah could only be done after the shiluach of the soi bamidbar is completed. On that, Amrav Yehuda, he argues, v'alei simi gadol ha'ilohem. There's a pashuta mahalach to know how far and how long it took. Yushalayim at Beis Chidudoi. Beis Chidudoi is a title of the place where the midbar, where the tzuk was, started. Chidud is a sharp point, since the tzuk has a sharp point. Is Beis Chidudoi means the area of where that tzuk was. So Yushalayim at Beis Chidudoi until the beginning of that midbar was Shloisha Milim. Holchim mil, they went in that direction. The Yakir Yushalayim were malavim, like we learned. 1 mil. The Choyzim mil took them time to walk back a mil. The Shoyin Kedem mil, they would wait another 18 minutes. We were in many places in Shas that a mil, 18 minutes, maybe it's a little bit more, a little bit less. But Berach that distance. The Yoydin Shigia Sar Lamidbar. So they had the exact place and they had the exact amount of time, the exact distance. So why do they need Minif and Sudarim? Now, the machlokes over here is really not a machlokes about what's more effective, flags or not. Reb Yehuda is holding that the nases mitzvosoi that we refer to in the pasuk v'shilach v'yotzavosoi losoi is referring to it getting to the midbar, right? It's the lashon of the pasuk v'shilach esasoi v'midbar. It doesn't have to get to the tzuk where it'll be pushed. That's the machlokes. The Tanakhama holds no. It has to get all the way there. Now, that you don't have that simon, because the Zkenim were only able to measure with their hiluch back and forth and one more shihias mil. By the way, there are those that are mafarish that shoyin kidei mil doesn't mean that the Yakir Yushalayim, when they got back, estimated how long it would take them to walk a mil. They did was, they got to the first sukkah, They looked from the distance when the Malava from the first sukkah till the second got there, and then they went back. So that was automatically your shiur of 3 mil. And with that, he yodu shigisar la midbar. Rabbi Shmuel is something else. Balei siman achar lahem. He says that the loshon shel zahiris hayakasha apischa shel heichel. The loshon shel zahiris that we had before that was ben a kanayim of the soyer, and some of it was tied on the rock. He holds no, that was hanging apischa shel heichel. Ushigia soyer la midbar. As soon as the soyer got to the midbar, hoya loshon malbim. And that's how you knew that they were there. Shenemar, there's a little bit of confusion over here. The Rabbi Shmuel is saying that the Loshon Shel Zahiris was kosher al pischa shel heichel. Is the reason why the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda argue is because they hold not that way? So now, we had in the Mishnah before that the Loshon Shel Zahiris was like we said on the Karnayim and on the Selah. So that's one reason. They didn't hold that it was kosher al pischa shel heichel. Another thing that's mentioned over here, Tfes Yisrael and Melech Yishleim have different svaras. Maybe they don't argue about when the Yediyah was, but Lamaisa in Tzayim Chanal Anes, similarly they made another system. Maybe, the Machalekis over here one could say, is when did the Halbonas HaChut take place? Did the Halbonas HaChut take place when they got to the Midbar, when it was actually pushed off by the Tchir Mi'atzuk? There's a different point that Tais Yonta makes also. In the beginning of Bayis Sheni, where they were assured that there would be a Ritzu with Kapara, Samil, they tied it back in the Beis HaMikdosh. But afterwards, in the Tkufa, when some of the Darius were not on the Madrega that they should have been, some of the Kahanim were not, Samil, it's not clear that every year it would turn white. Samil, they tied the Loshon Shel Zahiris only, like we said before, Baselo Ben Karni Asor. They didn't tie it on the Pischa Shel Heichel. So that could be the Nakud over here. But later on, by the Beis HaMikdash, there's still needed a Simen. And that's the Tanna Kamma Rabbi Yehuda arguing about that. So you could explain, Tais Yontif says, that maybe there's no Machlokes over here. Rabbi Shmuel is talking about the beginning of Bayis Sheni, and they're talking about the end of Bayis Sheni. It does sound in the Mishnah like there is a Machlokes. The Mashmoh says maybe the Rabbi Shmuel held that they continued with that koshal pischa shel heichel and Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda hold not that way. Vinish Vid, the machlokes is brought over here. Pashtus, it's a machlokes. Is the machlokes when the halbonas achut was, or the machlokes is where they put it? That's not so clear. But these are the simonim that I mentioned.